بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. زیارت means to visit. It is also applied to the way a mu'min addresses the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Zair is the visitor or the person reciting the ziyarat. For Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, more than 80 ziyarat have been reported. For no other ma'soom, so many ziyarat are reported. Among them is the famous Ziyarat Ashura. This ziyarat can be recited from near, that is, in the sacred shrine of Aba Abdullah alayhi salam, and from far. Unlike all other ziyarat that are reported from Ma'asumeen alayhimus salam, Ziyarat Ashura is a hadithul Qudsi. That is, the A'imma alayhimus salam have reported from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and to him it was revealed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through the trusted Jibreel alayhi salam. In addition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, one who recites Ziyarat Ashura and the dua after it, his ziyarat is accepted before Allah, his dua granted, he will be assigned the heaven, and his shafa'at for others will be accepted. Al-Qama reports that Imam Baqir alayhi salam has said, if you can address Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam with this ziyarat, you will benefit from it every reward inshaAllah ta'ala. Reciting this ziyarat regularly has its special grace and effects, so much so that your friends and neighbors too benefit from the divine blessings by you reciting it. In the same report, Imam alayhi salam has said, O Safwan, whenever you have a wish, recite this ziyarat and the dua after it, then ask Allah Jalla wa'ala, your wish will be granted. The Almighty Allah never turns away from His promise of generosity and forgiveness to His Prophet, and all praise belongs to Allah. In brief, no matter how much we talk about this great ziyarat, it's little, but it must not be forgotten that the condition to achieve the results is perceiving its contents and being in line with it. The founder of Hawza Ilmiya of Qum, Marhum Ayatullah Al-Uzma, Shaykh Abdul Karim Ha'iri, reports, when I was studying in Samarra, due to cholera and plague, people were dying every day in large numbers. A group of ulama came to my ustad, Ayatullah Sayyid Muhammad Tabatabai Fisharaki. Then Ayatullah Al-Uzma Mirza Muhammad Taqi Shirazi came. The issue of the disaster was brought up. Ayatullah Mirza Shirazi said, if I decree, do you think it is obligatory for you to abide by it? Everyone answered, yes. He said, I order the Shias in Samarra to recite Ziyarat Ashura for 10 days. And its reward to be dedicated to Hazrat Narjis alayhi salam, the mother of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, so that this affliction upon us is removed. The people were informed and everyone recited. From the next day, no one from among the Shias died. Association with Ziyarat Ashura requires purity of heart, deeds and actions. Association with Ziyarat Ashura requires compatibility with the aims and desires of Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. Enlightenment through Ziyarat Ashura requires pure spiritual and material sustenance. Ziyarat Ashura aligns one's heart with one's faith, which is the best relationship of an individual with his religion. Ziyarat Ashura grants separation from the valley of darkness, hatred to the oppressors, the accursed, and declares segregation with the enemies of Allah, His Apostle and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Ziyarat Ashura is a slogan which creates and directs the Zair and teaches him to be with the right and the righteous. It strengthens the bond of friendship with Ahlul Bayt and hatred towards their enemies. In brief, Ziyarat Ashura is a crash course of love and hate and clearly shows the two paths of right and wrong. Ziyarat Ashura strengthens our belief in Tawheed and the resurrection, Barzakh, Qiyamah and Shafa'ah. It teaches us that without Wilaya, Tawheed, that is oneness of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, is misunderstood. Almighty Allah has said, Kalimatu la ilaha illallah hisni, faman dakhala hisni amina min adhabi. The word La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah, is my fortress. Whosoever enters my fortress will be protected from my wrath. Imam Ridha alayhi salatu was salam has said, Bishartiha wa shurutiha wa ana min shurutiha. With its condition and conditions, and I am its condition. Like all other ziyarat, the Zair extends his allegiance with the Ma'soom Imam, a pact of obedience and friendship with him, and hatred with his enemies. He constantly reminds himself of the life in the hereafter. In brief, Ashura is a book of knowing the Imam, a reflection of love and hate, Tawalla and Tabarra, which is the first lesson of Tawheed, and that is to abandon Shaitan in all forms and in all fronts. Ziyarat Ashura opens with the salam to Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, introduces him, continues describing the great tragedy, which follows by cursing the four groups. One, the founder members of oppression on the Imams. Two, those who deprive the Imam from their rightful authority. Three, those who martyred them. And four, those who prepared the battle with Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Then by declaring hatred and enmity to them, the Zair says, Inni silmun liman salamakum wa harbun liman harabakum ila yawm al-qiyamah. Certainly, I am in peace with him who is in peace with you, and in war with him who is in war with you. It then lists the founders of oppression and teaches that hatred and curses to the dynasty of Bani Umayyah and Marwan is not restricted to the few days before and after the tragedy of Karbala. It is an ongoing oppression. The Zair then concludes with his desire and his association of being with the Imam, the Divine Mercy, both in this world and the hereafter, which is the mighty achievement. Imam al-Asr ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif Duhad Sayyid Ahmad Rashti says, why do you not recite Ashura, Ashura, Ashura? As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifanaik alayka minni salamullah abadan ma baqit wa baqiya al-laylu wal-nahar wa la ja'alahullah akhir al-ahd minni liziyaratikum. As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala ashab al-Husayn. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum.
Elohi bel Hussein alaf, Elohi alaf.